Welcome to Extra Extra, presented by VDG Sports. I am your host, Vince Douglas Gregory. No filter, very censored. See some, say some. Well, I saw something and I definitely had to say something. I didn't want to begin this way. I didn't want to commence this way, start this way. I had a few other things that I needed to get to. I had a few other things that I wanted to get to. Because that time's almost coming up. That time is almost coming up for me to go on my adventure, to take that ride, to go on a journey, to have this experience that I'm just terrified to do. That was on my mind. It didn't keep me up at night. Because I found ways to cope. I just dug deep within myself and found a way. That was more important. That was something that I wanted to get to first, something I wanted to share, something that I thought was more important. But it happened. See something, say something. And I definitely saw something, and it's changed me. It has changed me, to be honest. I don't think I am the same. I don't think I can possibly ever be the same again. At least not for a while. And how do I know this? How do I know this? Am I just over-exaggerating? Using hyperbole? I'm going to go with no. I'm going to go with no, because things that I normally do, things that I always do, things that just becomes my routine. And you know how much I dislike routine, but it's a necessary evil. Perfect practice, make perfection. But I wasn't up for the challenge. I didn't really want to do what I'm supposed to do. Didn't want to do what I have to do after all this occurred. And after decoding, after figuring out the jigsaw puzzle, I determined what it was. So instead of trying to piece together how I'm going to get through this event, how I'm going to get through the adventure, how am I going to make it? Instead of that, you know, the important things, the stuff that's important, the stuff that I hold dearly, the stuff that I cherish. Cherish, not the song, but. The song can work too. I didn't go that route. I have to go a different route, a different route. Pick one. Your choice. I had to, because I'm always saying, see something, say something, see something, say something. And if I didn't say something after seeing something, that would make me a hypocrite. That would make me a liar. That would make me someone who does not tell the truth. That would make me someone with a fact problem. I don't have a fact problem. I don't need to go on a fact-finding mission. I don't need rehab. None of that. That's why I have to say something, because I saw something, I had to say something. And usually 99% of the time, I can deal with this. I can just, all right, take it. I can enjoy it. I can have an appreciation for what I've seen. I can have an appreciation for what I've watched. I can have appreciation just for the bad, the terrible, all of that, all of it. But this time around, things are different. This time around is not the same. And by me trying to say it's the same, if I were to say it's the same, I'd be not truthful, not honest, not a man of integrity. Integrity is important. Therefore, I can't say it. I watched a bad movie. And it wasn't just bad. No, it was worse than bad. And I don't even think using the word worse than bad does this justice. I'm in a different place now. I can't watch movies anymore right now. I tried to watch a movie, just a regular, normal movie, and I got through 3 minutes of it. I got through 3 minutes of it because I was reminiscing on the previous terrible movie that I watched, and it was just in my mind. It was in my thoughts. It was in my thoughts, and I couldn't get it out. I tried again to watch a different movie, something else, not even the same style or type of movie. I even tried watching a comedy. I got about 10 minutes into that. Couldn't finish it because the previous just awful movie was still in my thoughts. I tried watching an adventure movie. Adventure movies are, whoa, I can buy into this. It's an adventure. I like adventure. I want adventure. Adventure and me, we are cool. Better yet, we are one of the same. Adventure. And I got about 15 minutes into it, and I just couldn't do it anymore. I stopped the movie, and I just kind of sat back, and I just started thinking hard, just pondering on the previous disgraceful movie that I've watched. And I couldn't get over it. I can't get over that movie. I can't get over it. Maybe I'll get to that place. Maybe. Right now and for the future, I just can't see myself getting there. Hopefully one day, 1 year, 1 decade, I can look back at this moment in time and just laugh and giggle, like, ha ha, ha ha, and a little hee hee, hee hee. I remember that one time where I watched that really, really bad movie and it just had me shook. It had me rattled. I couldn't watch movies for a long time because that movie was just so bad. And I like bad movies. I like them. I love me some bad movies. Give me some bad movies that nobody else would probably like. I probably will. Terrible acting. I'm good. I'm cool with that. Plot line? Hey, what plot line? Give me more. All of that, I'm okay. I'm good. This last movie? Nah. And I went to the point of no return with it too. Cause there was a point in the movie where I could have just eject. I could have just eject. And ejecting means stopping and just continuing about my day or just do something else. Stop, eject, eject. Stop, eject, eject. I reached a point within that film I could have eject. But I looked at the time remaining on the movie, which is about an hour, and I looked at the clock, and then I just kind of said, I can do this. I can do this. I can make it. Challenge accepted. And see, I'm going to take that as a learning lesson. There's sometimes you just might not want to take the challenge. There are sometimes you might just want to say, that'll be a good challenge to take, but is that challenge worth it in the long game, the long scheme of things? How is this challenge going to make me a better person at the end? How is this challenge going to actually challenge me to grow as a person, to grow as a human? How is this going to affect my life in a positive way? Those were some of the questions, and those were some details that I should have took the time to think about. Should have took the time and wrote out some pros and cons. You know, got up, grab me a sheet of paper, write pros on one side, cons on the other side, and just started listing the pros and cons of how is this going to affect me moving forward if I continue and finish this movie that has an hour left. I should have took it more seriously. I should have actually put the time in. I should have put the work in and made that determination. I should not have just flipped the coin or threw a dart at the board or just went with the flow or just said YOLO or just said I'm going to do this or just thought about I'm going to make this challenge more difficult than it should be. All of those things shouldn't have just went that way. It shouldn't have happened like that. See something, say something. I saw a terrible movie. I gotta say something. It has changed me. It's affected my life. My life's affected now. I've tried watching all types of movies and stuff going forward. I tried using my mobile, and for some reason, it took me so long to unlock it. And then when I unlocked it, I kind of almost instantly forgot what I wanted to do, but I remembered it a few seconds later. But it took me a few seconds later to remember. I didn't realize what I wanted to eat for breakfast. Then I decided I knew what I wanted to eat for breakfast, but that split second that I had no clue of what I wanted to eat for breakfast, I blame that on watching that terrible movie. I blame it on that. And then not understanding or realizing I usually put my keys in my key spot. And for a brief split of a second, I thought about changing my key spot. But of course I didn't, because it's the key spot. If it wasn't the key spot, it would not be called the key spot. So it's the key spot. All of this stuff affected me. It's changed my life. And I have to worry about the adventure that's coming up. The adventure that I'm so terrified about, that I'm going to have to do, that I'm going to have to make. Now I have to throw in addition, a throw up on too, with addition to the actual watching this terrible movie, watching this bad movie. And I still love me some bad movies, because there's one bad movie, I'm not going to let it jade me to the point where I'm like, I don't like bad movies at all, because bad movies can change your life for the bad. I'm not going to go that route. I'm just going to say that was one bad movie that changed my life. That was one bad movie that changed everything. I'm not gonna never watch another bad movie again. Who says that the next bad movie is gonna do that? Who? I can't do that. I can't just group all the bad movies in one category and just say no bad movies ever again because of this one. I can't do that. That's not going to happen. But I will say, I hope I can get to the point where I can get back. Things can get back to normal. I can be normal again. I can not be so traumatized by this previous movie that I endured watching. And it's kind of bittersweet because I didn't eject with an hour left in the movie. I continued. I proceeded on with the movie. But my gut instincts were right. My gut instincts told me to eject. But my logical brain, it told me to eject as well. Me, on the other hand, I just said, challenge. Because I actually thought about it. The pros and cons, and actually putting some effort into what I was doing, what was happening, what was going down, what could possibly happen now. I've seen this so far in the movie. What could make this better? I've seen so much right now. What could possibly make it better? Could anything make this better? Or can it all just go further down the hill from here? These questions keep me up at night. Actually, no, they don't, but you get the bitch. Instinct saying eject. Actual thinking, eject. Me, on the other hand, challenge accepted. But like I said, there were better things to start with. There were better things to discuss. And just do at the time and talk about, and better anything other than consumption of that movie. I chose otherwise. But what I won't have a problem with consuming, but what I won't choose otherwise. So with golf, PGA golf. And I know what you're thinking. And I know what you're saying. But Vince, you don't like to play golf, but you can watch golf. Exactly. I'm not going to invest the time in hitting a ball and going out there and chasing it only to hit it again and then repeat. Repeat, hit, repeat. Okay, it's off in a tree somewhere. Okay, it's in the sand. Okay, it's in the rough. Nah, I'll leave that to the professionals. I'll leave that to the people that enjoy bad sport. See, I like bad movies. You can like bad sport. Hey, it's to each his own, even trade-off. Even trade-off. No worries here. I'm going to keep my bad movies and not be jaded. You keep your bad sport.